Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
I've had a couple of interesting sightings recently. A red-bellied snake and some immature Harris's sparrows. I recently managed a good look at a red-bellied snake. They're one of our smaller snakes, growing to perhaps 8 to 10 inches long. This one was gray, but they can also be various shades of brown to gray. They have a stripe down the center of their back and sides that may be rather inconspicuous, as well as some pale spots on the neck. But the conspicuous characteristic is the red belly, which can also vary a bit in color. We have no similar species, so identification is quite easy. Red-bellied snakes are documented in North Dakota north and east of the Missouri River, roughly from Ransom and Sargent counties westward to Logan and McIntosh, then northwestward to McLean, McHenry, and Botno counties. They're often observed around moist wooded areas, such as along rivers and streams, and other areas where they feed mainly on earthworms, snails, and slugs. Seeing a red-bellied snake was a treat. Plus, we've recently had some rather unusual sparrows in our yard feeding on the ground as well as in platform feeders with sunflower seeds. After checking my bird guides, I was able to identify them as immature Harris's sparrows. The Harris's sparrow is a large sparrow, probably our largest. The adults are easily identified by their pink bill and showy black bib, face, and crown. They're quite impressive. Their breeding grounds are north in the tundra, and they winter in the southern Great Plains, roughly from Nebraska southward. So they pass through North Dakota during the spring and fall migrations. I commonly see the adults during migration, but apparently I hadn't noticed the juveniles. Rather than sporting the showy black bib, face, and crown, the juveniles have a brownish face, white chin and throat, with black spots below and streaks on the sides of the breast. These characteristics, particularly the white throat and black spots below, were very helpful in identification. The red-bellied snakes are probably getting ready to hibernate, and the Harris's sparrows are probably heading south for the winter. They'll be out of sight soon, so as you travel about, be on the lookout for these interesting animals. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.